From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Still no word on the extent of damages, but a powerful earthquake has hit off the coast of Chile tonight. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the 8.2 magnitude quake struck around 8:46 p.m. local time in an area some 60 miles northwest of the Chilean city of Iquique. Chile's emergency service has reported some roads blocked by landslides caused by the earthquake. Friar Gerard is with the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. He says the quake did trigger a tsunami.
We can confirm that there was a tsunami. It is recorded at 2.1 meters at the town of Iquique, quite close to the epicenter, and at various other sites in northern Chile, we see 1.5 meters.
Quake was also felt in Peru, where the country's civil defense office says evacuations are underway along the coast. A magnitude 8.8 quake and tsunami that hit central Chile in 2010 killed more than 500 people and destroyed tens of thousands of homes. 7.1 million Americans have signed up for health insurance during the six-month open enrollment. President Obama announced that at the White House today. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, even the president concedes the unlikely achievement is merely a start.
Back in October, when the dysfunctional federal website was struggling to enroll anyone, the idea of signing up 7 million people, the original target goal, seemed implausible. And those numbers are likely to grow as people who started the process before Monday's deadline finish up in the coming days and more states report their figures. But in what amounted to a victory lap, the president noted that tens of millions of people still lack insurance.
And we'll work to get more Americans covered with each passing year.
What remains to be determined is how many of those people who've signed up follow through and pay their premiums, and whether the mix of healthy and sick is good enough to keep insurers from raising premiums. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
After nearly a month of bickering and horse trading, Congress has now enacted a package of aid for Ukraine and sanctions imposed on Russia for its annexation of Crimea. NPR's David Wellner reports final passage of the measure came tonight when the House voted overwhelmingly to send the package on to President Obama.
Just 34 House members voted against the economic assistance and sanctions package, but that was only after the Senate agreed to drop a provision strongly opposed by House Republicans that shifted U.S. funds at the International Monetary Fund. The White House had been seeking congressional approval for that change at the IMF for the past 4 years, arguing that it would make bigger loans available to countries such as Ukraine. Sanctions against Russian citizens and some of its enterprises are broader in the legislation than those already announced by President Obama. These ones also differ in that they become mandatory once signed into law. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
Major automakers reporting stronger sales in March. Ford and Chrysler posted sales gains. Ford sales were up 3%. Chrysler saw 13% sales gains. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points today. You're listening to NPR. A federal judge has officially slammed the door on a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit filed by a New York man claiming a half-ownership in the popular social networking site Facebook. Judge Richard Acara has granted Facebook and founder Mark Zuckerberg's motion to dismiss the case brought by Paul Chalias. The ruling reaffirms another judge's recommendation from a year ago, saying the lawsuit should be dismissed because a contract he had was faked. Claimed he and Zuckerberg had signed a contract entitling him to half-ownership of Facebook in exchange for startup money. The godfather of house music has died. Frankie Knuckles was 59 years old. As NPR's Neda Ulibi reports, the pioneering DJ suffered from diabetes, but his death Monday came as a surprise to fans and friends.
It must have been something to have been in Chicago's Warehouse Club in the 1970s when Frankie Knuckles changed the way people moved to music. In fact, some people say his style of electronic dance music, house, took its name from the warehouse. Knuckles was born in the Bronx, started spinning in some famous New York gay clubs, and brought together black, white, gay, and straight fans with a sound that reflected his taste for obscure R&B, disco, and esoteric independent music. The tunes Knuckles mixed and wrote were the starting point for the music you hear now in almost any nightclub anywhere. In fact, at this very moment, someplace people are dancing to the music Frankie Knuckles helped create. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
Star attraction at the National Zoo in Washington got a bit of outdoor time today. Giant panda cub Bao Bao venturing outside for the first time, spending about 2 hours in the zoo's outdoor enclosure with Mother Mei Shong. Animal keepers did some panda cub proofing, placing collars on some trees to prevent Bao Bao from climbing too high. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support.